Good morning and welcome to the Bulls by the Bay weekly news update. It's February 24th, 2025. I'm Karen Neesmith, Director of Community Relations, bringing you the latest news from the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg. And significant news this week, USF President Ria Law announced her plans to retire following a national search for her successor. President Law has been an extraordinary leader, guiding our university to new heights during her three-year tenure. Her vision and dedication have left a lasting legacy that will benefit generations of students. We will keep you updated as the search for our next university president progresses. A search committee has been formed and will be headed by Board of Trustee member Mike Griffin. You can read more about President Law's announcement on our news website. Additionally, on February 13, 2025, the Tampa Bay Partnership and the University of South Florida's Muma College of Business unveiled two comprehensive reports, the 2025 Regional Competitiveness Report and the 2025 Tampa Bay E-Insights Report. These benchmark the Tampa Bay area against 19 similar metropolitan regions. The report, presented at a State of the Region luncheon attended by over 400 community members on the USF Tampa campus, focuses on workforce dynamics and affordability issues. The key findings this year include Tampa Bay's continued population growth, increased educational attainment, slight improvements in housing and transportation affordability, positive trends in early childhood and youth engagement. These collaborative efforts aim to guide policymakers and business leaders in enhancing the region's economic health and growth. Next, we're incredibly proud to recognize Dr. Pamela Halleck-Muller, a world-renowned biogeological oceanographer who has been named a University of South Florida Distinguished University Professor. With 41 years at the USF College of Marine Science, Dr. Halleck-Muller has significantly advanced marine science and inspired countless students. Her dedication and impact on our university are truly extraordinary. Finally, a shout out and kudos to our career services team for organizing a fantastic job and internship fair on February 20th. The event welcomed 60 employers to campus, offering internships, full-time and part-time positions. More than 150 students attended, engaging with employers and exploring potential career paths. And that's all for this week's Bull by the Bay news update. Stay tuned for more news and events from the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg. I'm Karen Neesmith, wishing you a wonderful week ahead.